The blues. What's going on?
Well, I'm still looking at Bangor Highway, and the closure remains in place both directions in Taylorsville. This is all due to an earlier cell tower fire. And until they get that taken care of, they do not plan to open up north or southbound Bangor between 4100 and 4700 South. Southbound I-15 looking better, but lingering slow spots from South Salt Lake to Sandy. Northbound I-15 also still heavy and a little slow. Draper to about 90th South. Dave Meekum.
Looks like we can safely give you the official all's clear right now. If you're making your way into Utah County, looking good coming down over the point. The delays in Lehi are gone, and the delays that we had southbound in the Provo-Orem area have also cleared out for you, Mark.
Well, it looks like KSL traffic troopers telling us the light on Washington Boulevard and North Street in Harrisville is out, pouring down rain in Ogden. So, folks, please hold on up there and good luck. Northbound I-15 to Davis County, still very heavy between Glover Lane and Hillfield Road. And Highway 89, not much better into Fruit Heights. Slow again up to Cherry Lane, then again approaching I-84. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10.